Hey gang, this is Mike Totorella, otherwise known as Lucci, and you are listening to Dylan and Brandon's new show, Hold My Bev. Stay tuned to the end of the show for a brief preview of Bangerade Volume 3.
20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Nick Chubb! He's got a hat trick!
You gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow.
Welcome back to Hold My Bev podcast. I am your host, Brandon Park, and with me today is the one and only DTF.
What's up, everybody?
What's good? We took a good week break. I went to Florida to celebrate my 1 year with me and my girlfriend, Caitlin, who's actually been on the show a couple of times.
Let's go!
She's on the show again.
Get her off the show.
Oh.
No!
But yeah, anyways, it was super fun. I had a blast, and it was a great way to spend the best year of my life, so.
Oh, I'm gonna cry.
All right, now she's really
gonna cry.
Yeah,
I know.
But yeah, it was fun. Dylan, what's your... So, Dylan, how was your show?
My show?
No, not your show. Well, it is called Hold Your Bev for a reason. I will say that.
That's right. And
How was your week off?
My week off was great. We watched Your Dog, and Roxanne just got fixed. So we're going through that trial right now. There's been, like, nothing to watch in terms of sports. I'm going through withdrawal from football. I took a week off of gambling just to, like, clear my head and my mind. But I'm back. Well, next week I'll be back. But, yeah, it's been kind of quiet around here.
Dude, I was so upset that I couldn't sports gamble in Florida.
Which I think is a scam. Why can't you do that? It's stupid.
So, you can do it, but you have to do it in a casino, if I understood that correctly.
So, like,
you can't do it on, like, a mobile app.
Huh.
And you can only go to, like, a couple of casinos. I think it was, like, just a bunch of... Because I looked up... I did look up apps that you could gamble, but it was all, like, these weird apps I'd never heard of before.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Happy to be back, and Dylan, we have quite a bit to talk about.
Yeah.
So, did you hear about the Jalen Carter incident?
Yeah, that was kind of wild. I mean, they got I saw his mugshot already.
Yeah, apparently he's already out on bail, but yeah, he was wanted for you know what he was wanted for, correct?
Yeah, the reckless driving.
Yeah, and supposedly he, well, the conspiracy is that he was somehow linked to the car crash after Georgia won the championship.
Yes.
That a staff member and then a teammate died.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Which, I mean, at least he handled it. Like, he left Indy for the combine, because this is... This all happened 30 minutes before he was supposed to talk to the press at the combine.
Yeah.
And, you know, he left Indy, flew all the way back out to Georgia, and then I guess he's somehow going to participate this weekend still.
Do you think that affects his draft stock?
I don't know. He's so talented. I mean, you kind of have to question that as a team, but... If you're comfortable with it, absolutely. I mean, he has the talent, and I don't think he's really gotten in trouble for anything previous to this either. But, I mean, that's still a pretty big deal. Big deal. Yeah. Do you think it will?
I could see him being a gamble. You know, teams who are desperate for that position might just say, you know, screw it and go for it. but I don't see him leaving. Like, I don't see him going in the first round now because of this, because of the risk. Maybe a second or third rounder. But I mean,
he was supposed to be the number one pick.
I know, but do the Bears take him with the
risk? No, they trade down.
Yeah,
they're gonna trade down multiple times, I think.
Okay.
It'll be.
I just don't know that. I don't know that I see him going in the first round now, but I mean, if there's a low risk of him going to jail for this, then maybe it's still worth it.
Well, no, he only got arrested for the racing and reckless driving, which he's already out on bail.
So nothing has to do with the murders? Or not the murders, but the deaths?
Well, apparently he went down and talked to him. I mean, I guess they still could. I don't think he's completely counted out yet. I guess then. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty crazy, especially for someone being as, you know, valuable as he was going to be too, for that to happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, hopefully he didn't, and that's not part of the reason that happened. But one can only hope. Speaking of number one pick, though, did you watch a little bit of college football this year?
Of course I did.
Yeah, I thought you did. What do you think of Anthony Richardson?
I don't think my draft stock is that high of him as a lot of people are now. I still think that Will Levis is better than him. I think that Stroud and Bryce Young are better than him. I found it very interesting that, you know, the odds of him going number one went from plus 5,000 to 750. I think he'd be taking a big, big, big risk to pick him at number one, especially if you're going to trade up to get him over taking C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young as your first overall pick if you need a quarterback. I could see him following. You know, I'm not going to say he's going to have a Malik Willis-type draft where he falls to the third round, but I would not be surprised if he didn't go in the first round.
Yeah, I could. I don't know. People are hyping him up pretty good.
I know.
He is talented, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about him. I don't want to say he's a terrible passer, but I. Because he throws a solid ball.
Yeah.
He's definitely not going to start for you week one, though.
No.
No, probably not even year one. I hope not, but if it works out for him, sure.
Yeah, Florida doesn't really produce great quarterbacks. I mean, you could argue Tim Tebow was the best college football player ever to play, but that doesn't mean he's a good NFL quarterback.
Yeah, no.
And then Kyle Trask, what's he doing? He's going to barely get by this year as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback. I still think, you know, somebody trades or signs free agency with them. I don't see Kyle Trask starting in the NFL.
Dustin.
I would love to see Dustin go down there. That would be the ideal situation. Get him down in a Buccaneers jersey. I would wear that jersey every day.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do. Did you see they let go of Fournette?
And they got rid of their tight end.
Oh, they released him too? I didn't even see that. Which one? Brayton?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a good contract.
33 touchdowns that guy had.
Yeah, he was lucky solid last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think Fournette's even good anymore, really?
Well, I like what you posted the other day. You know, who's worth taking as a back between him and Ezekiel Elliott? And unfortunately, as much as I love playoff Lenny, Zeke is still a better back, in my opinion. I think he has a little more explosiveness to him still. They're both very injury prone, but when it came down to it, I trust Zeke a little more than I do Lenny.
I just don't think Lenny's the same person since, you know, he got hurt in Jacksonville. I mean, he's shown glimpses, and I still think he's solid, but I just don't think he's really worth it.
No, I don't either.
What do you think the Rams are going to do now?
The Rams?
Yeah, they're kind of in a weird spot. They want to trade Jalen Ramsey. They released Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
Like, are they just going to blow it up?
They're in total rebuild mode. Mm-hmm. They're in total rebuild mode.
They're going to have Stafford on that contract.
Yeah, unless he retires.
Yeah, he's not retiring this year. I kind of think he should.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked Matthew Stafford, but I kind of think he should hang out. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That dude's just gotten hurt so many times.
Yeah, and when you get to the neck, I don't know, like looking at Peyton Manning, he didn't have much longer in him after that neck injury. I mean, he literally had 1 year, went to the Super Bowl, and hung it up.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I don't know. What team's even going to trade for Ramsey? And I'm curious what the price would be even.
He's not going to get a major contract like he's wanting, being that he has an older back in the league. You know, you got to be young and explosive anymore. And it's going to be somebody who's desperate to just have a solid back or a solid veteran in the back. I don't have any teams yet, though, unfortunately. I haven't thought too hard about it. Some people thought the ideal place would be for him to go back to Jacksonville, but I don't see that happening.
And Jacksonville would be sick if he went back there. Or if I've seen the Lions were rumored for a while, actually, just because of some tweets. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they technically could with the draft capital. They have two firsts this year. They actually have the Rams.
Both the Lions and the Jaguars are both in, like, win-now mode, where they're so close to making that, like, next push to be a contender that they could, you know, make a move like this.
Yeah, just go all in. Yeah, they're both – honestly, they're kind of – I don't want to call them rivals right now, but they're, like, kind of competing against each other, even though they're in different conferences.
Yeah.
Like, they're both in very similar situations other than Detroit has two first-round picks.
Mm-hmm. Do the Jags not have one?
They have one.
Oh.
Let me double-check. I don't think they have two.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Another person I'm looking forward to seeing where he signs is Derek Carr. The Jets told him that a Super Bowl win would be his ticket to Canton, and I just don't know that he's had a Hall of Fame career enough that one Super Bowl would punch him a ticket.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of has the numbers, though. I don't think personally, but I mean, he's pretty slept on, honestly.
I don't know that it's slept on. I mean, I liked him a lot for the, you know, many years he was there. I don't know. I think it just comes with age at this point where I don't know that it's him or if it was his team or if it was the lack of defensive help to where he was trying to do too much. I just, in my opinion, I don't know that I see him as a Hall of Famer. Like, it takes a lot to go to Canton. And I guess what I look at is I don't see him as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, no, not at all. No, I can agree with that. Definitely not first ballot. Mm-hmm. Nor do I think he's a Hall of Famer right now. I don't want to get that mixed up. But, yeah. I mean, if he somehow just had a miracle happen his last few years in the league, like, he could turn that around real quick. Like, his stats are good enough that he could turn it around really quick.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have to have an MVP. You've got to
remember, he was close to MVP the 1 year.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He's got to have an MVP caliber season again, along with a Super Bowl, along with maybe most improved player of the year. I don't know.
Yeah, no,
he's got to really strive to get to that top level again. But if he goes to the Jets and he's got Garrett Wilson, I mean, what a target to have on your team.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, they're pretty much right there. If they didn't mess up that Zach Wilson pick, like, they're there right now. Like, they're not going anywhere.
And you've got Bryce Hall coming back next year.
And Breece Hall.
Breece Hall, yeah, sorry.
They have James Robinson.
Yep.
They have a pretty solid O-line now. It's still in progress, but it's going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Zach Wilson.
No, Zach Wilson's gone. That man's gone.
Yeah.
He's probably honestly going to get cut. He's not even going to get traded. I never understood why people were big on him when draft time was coming around.
No.
I'm like, no, you guys really think that this dude is better than Justin Fields?
Right. Another quarterback that got cut that I was not surprised about was Carson Wentz this week getting cut by the Commanders. I could even see him ending up in Tampa if Tampa's desperate enough.
I feel like that's Tampa's worst nightmare right now.
Well, I think
that'd be my worst nightmare. I'd rather just roll with, like, a rookie and just hit it ground zero before I went that way. Unless someone just believes in him, just, like, for whatever reason. I don't know. I've seen enough, personally.
Yeah.
Like, when we were watching that game that he played against the Browns, like, that, I kid you not, that was so pathetic.
Yeah. One of the worst performances I've seen.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
But, I mean, when he played for the Eagles back in 2017, everybody was like, oh, the Browns passed up on him. I just, in my heart, I knew that this guy wasn't it.
Yeah. It is what it is, though. I mean, I don't wish that he does bad, but
yeah,
I agree. I'm not really a believer.
Mm-hmm.
But by the way, if you guys are liking this video, go ahead and let us know on Twitter. Trying this out for the first time, I think it's cool.
Yeah, this we're using Riverside to record. We have always used Zoom, so we're trying some new editing, trying to make things easier on us. What I like so far about this is, I don't know if you noticed at the beginning, it tells you that, actually you wouldn't know this because I watched the instructional video. It says that to reduce video glitchiness or like blurriness and audio glitchiness and whatever, it records your local picture and sound and it uploads it. So if you look above, it shows you a cloud that says uploading.
Yeah.
That's uploading your local file and my local file. And then when we save the video, the picture quality will be good. So I can't wait to see what that looks like when we finish up here. So it should look good and sound good.
Oh, yeah.
We're just always trying to take the steps to make our podcasts better. We did just upload our first Star Wars Saturday video of us talking about all things Star Wars. So you can head over to Refill and Chill on Spotify to check out those episodes. And Hold My Bev is obviously its own thing, but it's a Refill and Chill production. So yeah, Riverside, let's hope that this works out.
Yeah, absolutely. One last thing that I want to end on. There was rumors when I was in Florida that I saw that Russell Wilson supposedly wanted Pete Carroll and John Snyder, who was the Seahawks GM, to be fired before he got traded to Denver. So I thought it'd be cool if we did like a what if it was just Pete Carroll and John Snyder got fired. Like what would happen now with Russ?
You mean Mr. Unlimited?
Oh, yeah. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
did you try a Subway sandwich at all?
No. I do not support anything that man does.
I can't either. He's so cringy.
I do not. No, I'm not putting that man's 12-inch sub in my mouth.
Oh, man.
I refuse to do anything to support that man.
Yeah, no, I hate Russell Wilson. I okay.
Mr.
Hate's a strong word. Hate's a strong word.
Well,
I'm not a fan.
Because he's a Wisconsin Badger. That's what it is.
Yeah. Then I like hearing the stories of when you talk about your one friend Blake that always complains and the Broncos do bad.
Blake loves his Broncos, but man, I thought at the beginning of the season that having Russell Wilson was going to make them a playoff team. I swear to God, I told him, like, I'm so excited for you. Like, this should be good. You've got Jerry Jeudy. You know, you've got some dogs on your team. And then they only got, what?
Five.
Three or four wins. Five wins?
I think five wins.
Yeah. Now, Sean Payton, he's there. I see him turning the team around. I only see them breaking, like, 8 wins this year. Depending on the schedule's, you know, strength, I don't see them making the playoffs. They do have a horribly, horribly tough conference or division. And the AFC in general.
Yeah.
But I see them turning the program around. Hopefully Russ still has a little bit left in the tank. I just don't think he's the guy.
No. No, I think that Pete Carroll just knew how to, you know. I heard a podcast the other day about how he's like a manipulator rather than a coach.
Yeah.
Like I never really thought of it that way, but a lot of his players were pretty much like system and like gadget players.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that.
But to go back on your what if question, if he were to stay and they were to get fired, they'd obviously get a new coach, get a new GM. Pete Carroll would end up with a head coaching job, like with a snap of a finger.
Oh yeah.
Unless it forced him into retirement, but I see him getting a job right away. But other than that, I don't know that would really do anything well for the Seahawks. I don't see them winning out anymore. Any more than they did, I should say, with Geno Smith. I think Geno Smith was the guy. You know, they played really well this year for what they had. Nobody expected them. You know, nobody wrote back.
Oh, yeah. It took all the way to the last week.
Yeah. They made the playoffs.
Yeah, they did.
So, I think they were in better shape without Russell Wilson. So, the what-if scenario worked out that it was not the what-if.
And they got off with a heist.
Yes.
An absolute heist.
And somehow Palpatine returned.
Yes. You have any games this week that you're looking to put some money on at all?
I haven't really dived into anything up to this point this week. Like I said, I took the week off. But if I had to pick one underdog for, let's just say for Friday night, since that is tomorrow or today. Let me pull it up here. Okay, my favorite underdog of the night is going to be the Portland Trail Blazers against the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta. And my favorite is the Phoenix Suns in Chicago with KD back. He scored 23 in his first game back. Already looking good. The Suns are looking scary.
Ooh, I like that. I think I'm going to go with Clippers over Kings as my favorite, because that one's going to be an absolute slugfest.
Oh, yeah.
And then, because they just recently played.
Yes, and they went to, what, double overtime?
Double overtime and scored the second most points in a game in NBA history.
Crazy.
And then my favorite underdog is, I'm going to say, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Hawks.
All right. Doubling down.
Yes. But, yeah, that's all that we're going to talk about on this episode today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the video content. We're going to put more of this out from now on. And then hopefully we can figure out by the time of the next episode how to put, like, our bracket up, because we're going to do an NBA 1v1 bracket based off of the CBS NBA Top 50 that they just released. So we're going to go ahead and put that on our Twitter as well and have you guys vote on it. So make sure to stay in for that, and we'll announce winners on the show. But other than that, Dylan, anything else you want to say?
Remember, you must be 21 or older to gamble. Please gamble responsibly. Please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Love you guys.
Peace.
Say you love me when you're high. It's like we go through the same shit every night. Oh, I. You always swear that it's gonna change, but it never does.
Why? You only say you love me when you're high. It's like we go through the same shit every night. Oh, I. You always swear that shit's gonna change, but it never does.
Let go, cause I've been trying to hold on for so long. I feel like I'm lost without a trace. Take my heart and run away, she said. I've been looking for a lasting lover to save me from every single heartache. I feel like I'm lost without a trace. Take my heart and run away, she said.
We'll be right back.